The hailing frequencies are open, and this is GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're back with Superman Year, talking Superman things that are blue and red. Yes.
Well, we're talking about weird Superman storylines.
Yeah, now. Inspired by the Electric Superman.
The Superman Blue is a weird storyline. So I found a list over at screenrant.com that is called the 10 weirdest comic book arcs for Superman. And I thought we could go through this list and talk about
it. All right, Screen Rant, impress me.
Yeah, let's see. The first one is in World's Finest number 186. Where Superman and Batman time travel back to the American Revolutionary War in order to solve a mystery, which is, you know, very, you know, I expected. Superman frames Batman on purpose to make it seem like he's a witch in this time period. And then Superman presides over the trial and prevents Benjamin Franklin from saving his life. And then tells Batman to figure out for himself why he's being sentenced to death. That's a weird storyline.
It's not weird. It's bad. It's bad writing.
Oh, is that we're gonna decide this weird or bad?
Weird or bad.
Okay. here comes another one. This is from, and it's going to be a good one, Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen, number 98, which finds the Man of Steel becoming a quote-unquote witch doctor who marries his friend Jimmy Olsen to a humongous ape. It all starts when Jimmy ventures into the jungle to check out a new movie being shot and attracts the attention of Bruna in her one and only comic appearance. Apparently, a group of scientists have been feeding Bruna a steady diet of movies and mistakenly showed her the classic King Kong. And because of King Kong, she decided that Jimmy Olsen would be the object of her very misplaced affections, and Superman was all too happy to feed the delusion.
No, this is so dripping with racism, it's just bad.
Yeah.
Next.
We're going to go through these pretty fast. This is as much as we're going to talk about them. Superman 125, where Superman gains a puzzling new superpower. We talked about this many times. It all starts when he comes into contact with a mysterious alien spaceship that blows up when he comes into contact with it. He then learns that several of his powers have been swapped for ones that allowed him to shoot rainbow beams out of his hands, which caused the criminals to surrender.
Now, that's cool. Rainbows on your hand? Fun time. Love that.
Okay. World's Finest Comics number 289 offers a weird bromance, it says. The Man of Steel and the Dark Knight decide to bare their souls to each other, which attracts alien worms, the source of raw emotion.
What?
The raw alien worms feed on the feelings in order to survive, but apparently the bond between the two heroes is so powerful that they decide to give it up. And the story attempts to philosophize on the meaning of life, but it's too ridiculous to take seriously because of the worms.
That is pretty weird. That's like straying right into weird Dune space worm territory. Very weird.
Action Comics number 243... it's going to be a short episode, is the classic Superman Becomes a Lion, because Superman saves Circe, a woman claiming to be the descendant of a Mediterranean sorceress. And after giving him an elixir mixed with kryptonite, she asks for his hand in marriage, which he immediately refuses. The next day, Superman begins evolving into a bipedal lion, throwing his life into chaos, but Lois Lane vows to stay with him. But Superman flees. He ends up joining a circus act, which is very common in the Silver Age, before fleeing to Africa and battling the leader of a lion pride to net the affections of a female lion.
You have an action figure of this.
I do.
It's pretty cool.
I do. Superman Volume 1, number 142, is a story where Krypto the Superdog attempts to force the Man of Steel to settle down and propose marriage to a pining Lois Lane. It's the opposite
of DC League of Superbads.
Yep. That's all I'm going to talk about that one. Action Comics number 283 is about red kryptonite. First, Supergirl undergoes several zany transformations in this issue, including turning into a werewolf. And next, when Superman gets in term of it, the two aliens, he finds out, have made a bizarre Superman statue out of red kryptonite. And he discovers that the element is essentially a genie's lamp, granting him the bizarre ability to make his own wishes become true. He henceforth wishes Sherlock Holmes into existence for laughs, and Superman and Sherlock Holmes work together to solve a mystery.
I have to say, I don't know if these stories are weird as much as they are from the Golden Age and the Silver Age, when storytelling in comic books was just a bit different than it is now. Mm-hmm. Like, are they weird? Like, yeah, sure. But it's mostly just because of the time period from whence these come.
Yes.
Like, Rainbow Batman is weird, but it is very, like, classic Silver Age adventure. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. That's the end of the list. That's all I got. We went through that in 5 minutes.
If I was trying to come up with a list of weirdest Superman stars, I don't even know if those would be in, like, my top 25.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a well-crafted list, which I feel like is typical when we do these on the show.
I think we're finding out more and more that lists on the internet are very
It literally feels like somebody went to like a list of Silver and Golden Age stories and just was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Good enough, I guess. Like the fact that we made this list and that Superman Blue and Red were not on it at all.
They were. I skipped past them.
Oh, okay.
They were. I skipped. I went right past them because we've already talked about them. So,
but if you think about it, like it looks like the word weird, which is a bad qualifier. It's like it's a bad title. It's a bad premise. Mm-hmm. Just like strongest Marvel kids, bad title, bad premise. If we're talking about weird in the realm of science fiction characters, like everything should be fairly weird.
Yes.
For the man who has everything is pretty weird.
Not really.
But like it's an all time excellent story. It's a space flower that makes you hallucinate.
Yeah, sort of.
You know, but like. It's an all-time great Superman story, but it like is. It's weird.
Yeah.
I actually think Batman probably has weirder stories blow for blow.
Well, he probably has weirder stories because, you know,
it's a slightly darker character.
Because he's human.
Yeah.
Because he's mortal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the less.
But I was like, they didn't even have like the when DC editorial was like, what if Kryptonite made you gay? Like that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
There were just a couple in there that I was like, these are just offensive.
Well, and a lot of stuff in that time period would have been just straight up offensive. So
like there's an issue of Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane, where it's all about what a bad housekeeper she is.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about it. What if Lois, we've talked about it a lot, but what if Lois was black?
Yeah, that's a very unfortunate issue. Yeah. Really unfortunate. So even in its conclusion where it's trying to be inclusive, it's pretty unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. So, I want to talk about Ashley. What are you looking at?
The intern cat Brago just woke up, and I was struck by his magnificence.
Okay.
He's staring at the wall now.
He's staring at them ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Any other things you want to talk about? Superman Red, Superman Blue. I mean, are you as surprised as I am that they have not given this look to another character and that character doesn't exist in the Superman mythos?
10,000%. Like I knew Lana Lang wasn't going to stay Superwoman.
No.
But I am surprised that the look, I mean, obviously they've tried.
They've sort of tried, but they've never really stuck to it.
But that it hasn't stuck. Like it would have been a great way to make a character like Connor Kent, who we kind of punted off and didn't know what to do with. Like,
and we still at this time don't know what's going on with John.
100%.
But we know it's going to be temporary.
Special and unique and like visually distinct from the rest of the Superman family.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a fun thing you could have explored with Supergirl. Like the look is so good. It does feel wasteful that it hasn't been appropriately resurrected.
I agree.
Like even like the lazy pitch would be that, and I wouldn't make this bizarro, but you do the thing where like there's another Superman running around and he's electric Superman. And like, is it a dude in a suit? Is it somebody with like, mm-hmm. and then you unspool what the mystery of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Superman, like I said, has done that with Bizarro over the years, but I'm surprised they don't do more with the visual language of electric Superman.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But they keep making action figures, so, you know.
Well, it's because it looks cool.
Yeah, because they can paint it over the same Superman mold.
Because it looks cool. Well, because also, yeah, it doesn't take anything. It's paint.
Yeah.
And then, like, most of them don't come with lightning. Like, the DC Classic ones come with, like, little lightning on top, which I put on there.
Yeah.
But most of them don't. Like, actually, to be honest with you, at this point, I'm kind of surprised that McFarlane Toys has not made an electric Superman at this point.
Mm.
You know? I hope he does. Because that would be awesome.
I bet he will. Do you think there's any chance we ever see this in live action?
No.
Not even in like Superman and Lois?
I mean, you might write in Superman and Lois. I mean, our patrons know this. I wrote a spec script last year for Superman and Lois, and I called it Lois Lane Red and Lois Lane Blue. And I turned her into, I didn't split her into two. She starts off as Lois Lane Blue, mm-hmm. and she gets these powers. And then when she gets converted by the villain at the end of the episode. She turns into red. So the idea is that the red is her bad version.
Yeah.
And then, of course, by the end of the story, like, I do the same thing in Lenny Giant. She expends all her energy, and now she's back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she learns a lesson about, like, oh, wow, like I sort of understand how you... But the whole lesson was about her learning to, like, love living in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I had it.
There you go.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think... Last question for you.
Sure.
Do you think for somebody who is trying to get into Superman or, like, complete a Superman read for the first time, do you think it is worth visiting this era of Superman?
Yes.
Instead of glossing over it.
Yeah.
It might be an easy one that people are like, I'll skip this.
Well, I will say that it's towards the end of the Triangle period.
Yeah.
And the end of the Triangle period is not great.
Mm-hmm.
I will fully admit that. But it's because most of these creators had been on Superman for almost 10 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
When Jeff Loeb and the other creators come on around the year 2000, mm-hmm. it is like a breath of fresh air
yeah.
to Superman. Although I don't think most of their stuff has really held up that well.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think the Triangle run has held up a million times better.
Yeah, than yeah, their yeah.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Although they do have like a really, like Our World's at War, the Ed mm-hmm. McGuinness run is pretty good, but that also like kind of peters out. And then they make Superman really, really super angry for a while because of Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
And then they finally figure out what to do with him with John.
Yeah.
And don't give me, you know, like, I actually think the New 52 Superman is, like, a million times worse than, like, Superman Blue.
Mm-hmm. And that being said, there are moments of New 52 Superman I know you genuinely enjoy.
Well, the Grant Morrison yeah. part of it is really good. But generally, like, making Superman just this angry kind of dude just mm-hmm. didn't work. No, I think you definitely shouldn't skip it. But I also would say that it is a storyline from 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, like I didn't mention Saratak a lot, but he is a very boring part of that storyline.
Yeah.
And I mean boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, an incomprehensible, vaguely alien guy with an incomprehensible name.
Yeah.
Like, shocker, we just had one of those in Superman as well.
Yep. Totally. Okay. So that's it for this GHL Extra. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.